Amen. You know, it's really amazing how out of our nothingness, God just show up. It's really, we really got to get this. We really got to get this. Out of our nothingness, God always show up. Every time we put our effort into things that God is doing or he wants to do, see, we get stagnated. Because it's our effort. But I really, really appreciate the fact that when you can stay up all night long and God can confirm some things in your life, that what Pastor said this morning about this house, you know, God was showing me that last night, and what Kristen was telling me about her testimony. You guys didn't even know that that's what I was dealing with last night, even working on this message. God was dealing with my heart. But it's just amazing how much he loves us and where he's trying to take this house. Get on board, guys. We have to get on board. Because the power of his love and what he wants to do in us is so magnitude of how heaven wants to demonstrate his love in the earth. But it has to come from heaven. It has to come from heaven. One of the things I recognize that even as Pastor was saying this morning, that we recognize that God wants to elevate us. He called this house to be in a special place, a special season, a special time. But it has to take a brokenness in order for us to really grasp what he wants to do. There's some new things that's about to take place in this house. And I'm telling you, you better book up your seatbelt because it's going to be something totally unorthodox than what you normally used to or been to understand. It's not going to be religion, churchism, you know, reading the scriptures and then you just break it down. It could be some stuff that's going to blow your mind in the natural and elevate your spirit man in the spirit. This is guaranteed. Amen. Only thing that you have to do is just be willing. Yes. God said he can't make it no simpler than that. Just be willing. In our willingness to understand what he really wants to do, there's times that we always want to approach God in our own ability to get what we're really looking for from him. And for those who are on our airways listening to this message, I have some extra virgin olive oil and some lemon juice that I'm going to pour into a cup, one cup. And the other cup, I have a Pepsi that I'm going to pour into the cup. So y'all know I'm not going to drink this Pepsi, right? But when God was showing me, he was showing me myself. He was showing me where I was messing up at, where he wants to take us. And I said, Lord, you know, I really want to go beyond where I am in the spirit. But I don't really don't know how to get there. But my desire is to go higher. But the way to get higher, I really didn't know how to get there. See, no buzzing and symbols in this Pepsi. It's not strong enough. Should have had a Coke. But I got to make a 4 ounce. That's 4 ounces in this cup for the Pepsi. Put it tight. Yeah, because it ain't going nowhere. And I got to do 2 ounces. Lord have mercy. Can I have a volunteer to somebody that wants to drink this? I can say you're drinking. Nah, I'm just joking. You ain't got to drink this. Hallelujah. Now, God was showing me is, can you drink of my cup? And many times we always like to drink something because we're thirsty, and we had this idea that, you know, something cool will cool your thirst, right? Ah, sweet. And one of the things that I recognize is in Matthew 20:23. You know, you look at a situation and you start saying, well, I began to understand that God wants a lot out of me, a lot through us. And, you know, we look at certain things a certain way because we get excited. Give me verse 20. I'll go ahead and read it. It says, Matthew 20:20. And this mother decided that she wanted to bring two of her sons to Jesus. And as I look at this verse, it says, then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeled down and asked for a favor of him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right hand and the other at your left hand in your kingdom. Oh, that's good. Yeah. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said unto them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those whom they have been prepared by my Father. Now, you know, she got some nerve. She got some nerve to go to Jesus and ask him, can my two sons come and sit at your right hand and your left hand when we get to heaven? Sometimes we as parents, you know, there's a lot of moms are here, especially moms. We know when you always see your child as the good one, you know, nothing wrong with my child. They are the blessed ones and they highly favored and, you know, they don't do nothing wrong. And not my little doorknob. My doorknob is really good. But reality, your doorknob might be a terror. But you see these, you see your child way beyond where they really are.
Amen.
Stuff. It's like Christian Lawyer, friend, right? So you begin to see that. So she began to say, well, before I even ask you, let me first come and bow down and worship you first. See, I'm going to kneel down before you because I want something. It's getting hot. So because I want something, I want a favor from you because I want my sons to have a high seat in your kingdom. I want my sons to be the first in their class when they graduate. I want my sons or my daughter to be the ones that can have that prestige job. And you know, I want them to, you know, when they graduate from college, I want to be the first one to jump up and shout, yeah, they made it. And, you know, they can take care of me. You know that song that says, you know, Jesus work it out. Then they came out with another version that isn't he good because now my baby's taking care of me. Yeah, they don't remake the song, a second version of it. First, there was, you know, yeah, it was a remix. See, they were drinking some Pepsi. They had to rewrite that song. So the child was the mom was taking care of the child, but when the child went to college, it ended up the child was taking care of the mom. So that's kind of our game plan. So we still go to Jesus because we want our sons and daughters to be the prophet and the pastor of the church, even though we have a pastor already in the church. We still want our sons and daughters to send where the pastor or the apostle or whoever's already in office, because we see our child way better than the rest of the people that's around. Because I'm drinking Pepsi. So when she asks for this favor, she don't care. After my worship, I decide I want to ask you for a favor. And the favor that I want to ask you is, can my two boys sit at the left and the right side of you? I thought about when God was showing me this, I thought about me and James, right side, left side. I said, Lord, we got to repent. See, me and James normally sit on the right and the left side of pastor. So I thought about that, and I said, Lord, you know, we got to be right in order, because he said that later on in the verse, this is for me and you, James. It said that the Father, Jesus said, I can't make that decision. Only my Father have a certain people that has to sit there on my right and his left. So there's a penalty and a cost to sit somewhere that close to the Father. But that doesn't bother us, because right now I just want to sit on my side of that's my seat. And that's Brother James' seat. So we get comfortable with the things that we want, because, you know, she should have never went to Jesus in that tone and want to find out. And then the nerve of them later on, when Jesus said to them, can you drink of this cup? They had the audacity to say, yes. So when they said yes, Jesus changed his mind. He said, well, one day you will be able to drink of this cup. But we want to drink of the cup when we want to drink of the cup. So the reality is, even though that was going on, and Jesus said, well, you really don't know what you're asking me. You really don't know what it's going to take for you to drink of this cup or to sit at my right side or my left side. You really don't know the cost of that. But they said yes. You know, it's just like there's situations where, like, Christy has told her testimony. You know, she told her testimony, and a lot of people said, well, you can't walk in her shoes because that's her testimony. You can't know what Kristen Davis went through when she talked about, you know, working part-time. We don't understand all of that. So we have to stay in our lane, and we have to wear our own shoes. We can't go up and talk about her testimony like she can. And then, you know, I started thinking about Michelle Cannon. Got all them dreams and have all them phenomenal dreams and going up to heaven. And we were like, you know, I want the same thing that she have. Why can't I have the dreams and visions that she have? So I want to piggyback off what she does. But then you have to get your own dreams, your own visions. You have to go get your own. You can't piggyback off somebody else's dreams and visions. You got to find out what God has for you. But there's a problem with everything I just said. Everything I said just about was wrong. Because this cup that I'm drinking of, they said, well, you know, soda is not that good for you, but it tastes good. Some people say it even make you burp real good after a good meal. Let's just be real with it. It's nothing like a nice cold soda to hit that thirst. I'm going to leave that alone. But we like what we're drinking from the Pepsi in the cup. We look at things in the world from the world standpoint. See, I just said those things from the world standpoint. But the question is, can you drink of this cup? And we tend to want to always drink what's sweet, what's good. Now, if I asked you a choice, which cup would you rather drink from? Most people would pick this cup than that cup. But the reality is, Jesus wants us to drink from this cup. See, there's a situation when you look, when you think about it. When I really looked at this scripture again, I said, "Wait a minute, something is different from what I normally see out of this word." And one of the things I saw was, it wasn't the mother had an issue that she was wrong by going to Jesus and asking him that. I believe by drinking of the cup of Jesus, I understand that this cup here represents the resurrection. This cup represents the world. So once you begin to understand the resurrection, you begin to partake of something totally different. Yeah. There's a cost to drink from this cup. There's a cost to fall behind Jesus. In order for you to want the things of God, it's going to cost you something, and it's not always going to taste good. Right. Heavenly things is not going to taste sweet as a Pepsi. Amen. You've been going through some situations in your life. You've been dealing with some things in your life, and you've been asking God, "God, why am I still going through this?" Just like Kristen Davis was talking about her testimony. Why? Why not? Because God's trying to elevate us from down, being down here and drinking a Pepsi, and he wants us to elevate us to drink some lemon juice and some olive oil. Good stuff. See, the mother decided that I'm going to bring my sons to you because now I believe she's really seeing the kingdom. See, the world always said, "Well, you know who you think you are because you want to sit there." But no, she was not seeing it from the world standpoint. She didn't really fully understand the fact that they couldn't sit at the right or the left side of him. But she saw something that wasn't in the earth. She was asking for something that was not tangible in the earth. She wanted something different. She wanted something different. So, Father, she said, "Jesus, grant me the favor that my two boys can do this." But then Jesus, he loved us so much, he even asked us, "So what is this favor that you want?" Many times we have asked, we want to go to God and we ask God for some things. But the things that we're asking for, is it from the earth standpoint or is it from heaven? Are the things that we're really seeking, is it from heaven or is it from the earth? God said, "I'm trying to elevate you because I want you to ask for a lot of things and everything from the heavens. So that way it'll be established in the earth from heaven." So then she decided to say, when Jesus said to them, "You know not what you ask." You don't know what you ask. But can you drink of this cup? Why did he, God, say, "Yes, we could drink of this cup"? They didn't understand that one day they was going to drink from the resurrection, but they understood something, that I'm willing to do whatever it takes because it's an honor and a privilege, because they knew they was walking with the Messiah. They knew that because of where they were, they was able to say, "I want to take whatever it takes for me to be closer to you. I'm willing to do it." See, I could still say, like Michelle, about her dreams. I can't tell her testimony, but I can feel her testimony because of the resurrection power. I could partake of what she was talking about. I wasn't there when Pastor Jerry was going through her things with her husband and the things that she was dealing with her kids going on bus rides and going back and forth to church. I wasn't there, but because of the resurrection, because of my relationship with her, because I'm close to her by the Spirit, because we're taking the same communion, because we got the same baptism, I could partake of her suffering. I could partake of, I could understand, I could relate to, because I didn't walk it out with her, but when she tell me the story, I could only imagine putting them kids on a bus and saying, I'm still going to church. She's drinking of this cup. So every time she decided that she was going to say, well, I don't know what I'm searching for, but I want something different. There's got to be something else. She was drinking from this cup. All the times that her and Dee was coming to prevailing words, and she had to be detoxed, because she was always dealing with all the religion things, and her and Dee said, well, we're going to fast because we want God to do more inside of us, and I don't know what that is. And Dee became a worshiper. I remember some of this story. That's what I'm saying. I'll partake of what I heard. But see, I knew Dee was a worshiper sent from heaven, because the words that she was saying in worship was a new song that it touched lives that was drinking from this cup. I wasn't here, but I'll partake of it. Because the resurrection power is not going to discriminate, because you got something and I need it. So that increased my faith, because now I said, well, I got something to look at. I got a roadmap that somebody in the earth that went to heaven for my behalf, that I could say, well, I could make it through the storm, because now I could see that this young lady and that young lady sitting in the back D is always been down this road. So only thing I have to do is drink of the cup. I know my lips just are greasy. But that's the same thing what I was saying about even Michelle. Jesus wanted to know, are you willing to drink from this cup or the world's cup? How are you really going to see this? I see this as a blessing from heaven that God said, look, I want to elevate you to the other realm. We look at situations, even when I think about, even when we say the things about even James was going through what he was going through when he got in his accident. Listen, are we going to see that from the natural standpoint, or are we going to see it from the spirit? Your situation right now, how are you really looking at it? Are you seeing it from heaven, or are you really seeing it from the earth? We got to go through some things that's not going to feel well. We're going to get to the kick to the curb because of the things that we want to see from heaven. Remember last week we were talking about, what do you see? Can you see the manifestation of God and the principles of God and the things of heaven manifesting in our life? There's another arena inside of us that God said, look, I still want you to understand that I want you to drink of my cup. Because when I get resurrected, then you begin to have the same power that I have. See, the power of the cup is the fact that I have surrendered myself and I have picked up my cross and I'm going to follow Jesus. But every time that I pick up my cross, I have to drink from the cup, because it's not always going to be what I think it's going to be. Every situation is not going to be handed to you unless you go through something. What cup are you going to run to when things and the wind begin to blow the shackles off your house and the wind blow your window out on your car, or all of these things, you lose your job? What cup will you drink from? Will we forget about the resurrection cup? Heaven is so ready for us. It's so ready for us. And the only thing we have to do is just say, God, I'm just willing to drink the cup. Just like they did. Yes, yes, I'm willing. I'm willing to drink it, even though it tastes terrible. I'm willing to drink it because I want to be in your presence. I want more of you than anything else. What is going to bring me to the place of death that I can understand that now that when I get to heaven, on every day level, when I get to heaven, I can see him and I can relate to him. And then I can be able to get the things like Pastor Cheryl was talking about, the room with the body parts and the blessings. We have access to that right now. We have access to that because Pastor Gloria said to me yesterday, it's just like Star Trek. In order for them to get beamed up, they had to be in a certain location. You just can't just get beamed up on your own because you're drinking Pepsi. But because when you get resurrected, you'll know where to stand when the storm comes. You understand how to stand in the right place. And when you say, okay, Holy Ghost, beam me up. That's when we'll learn how to ascend and descend. That's when he would teach us how to go and say what he wanted us to say. See, you already have the tools to do what you need to do in the earth. You already have your cup. Only thing we have to do is drink of it. Once we drink of what God has already poured into us, then it'll be less of us, less of my desires, because I don't want to drink this. We don't want to drink this kind of stuff. We don't want this. But when you drink it, it does the inside, your insides do better. It cleans you out on the inside, and that's the job of the Holy Spirit. It cleans us out when we take the resurrection power, when we drink up Jesus' cup, when we drink what he has for us, that's when you get elevated beyond the measures of what you understand. Fear does not have any hold on you when you drink of his cup. Kristen Davis is not the only one going through things at her job with people. We are going through and we have to deal with a lot of issues in our life. And we're still asking God questions. Why? When am I going to get past this? But we never get to the place where I want to praise him. And every time I say, well, God, you know, I do praise you when I'm going through. But yet, I get frustrated because now I'm going back and forth to two different cups. See, today I could drink this from this cup, but Monday, let's switch this back up. Now I want to go back to the Pepsi cup because, see, this makes more sense to me. This is going to help me to get beyond my situation. This is going to make me sleep well at night. Because then I'm going to put my mind into my situation and then I'm going to figure out why I'm where I'm at. But only thing that does is make you more alive and you walking away from the resurrection power. The resurrection power wants us to have the dominion over the things of this earth, that God power can be more sustained into our life. We have to get to the place where we can understand the principles of God. But this has to be good to you. This has to be good to you. Now, right now, I'm kind of loving this stuff. With that lemon juice in it, it tastes a little better. So then you begin to get used to it. And then it's not as bad as it started out to be. And that's the things of God. It might start out being rough for you, but as you continue to come and press your way in prayer, as you continue to press your way and fast, as you continue to press your way into reading your 365, as you continue to press your way and say, no, I'm going to still intercede on behalf of somebody else. When God wakes you up early in the morning and you want to pray for somebody else because the compassion that Jesus have, that he wants you to intercede on somebody else's behalf, you have no problem with it because now you're used to being in that other realm. Just like Kristen said, you know, she was there for her co-worker. It's all about the kingdom. Every situation that we have to deal with, it should be about God's kingdom. When we partake, just like Miss Treva asked me yesterday, when you partake this stuff, whew. She asked me, she said, well, are we going to get baptized Sunday? This is what she asked me yesterday. And when I was up last night going over this message, I thought about it, and God was like, y'all getting baptized every day. This is what the resurrection power. See, we always want to still drink from the Pepsi, and then we still have to keep getting merged in the water and taking communion by taking the bread and the juice every Sunday. No, there's a spiritual baptism happening in this house every day. Every day. The power of resurrection would set you free. But then I thought about this thing. I was reading this book from Pilgrim Progress. And one of the parts of the story is this guy named Christian was on this journey. And while he was on this journey, he was on his way to trying to find a cross. And he was drinking his cup. And he said he wasn't going to let anything to deter him from getting to this cross. So as he was going this journey, he had this burden on his back. And because he had this burden on his back, he said, if I get to the cross, they said that this burden would be lifted. And once he get to the cross, the burden is lifted. Jesus gave him a book and gave him a coat. And said, now I want you to go to Mount Zion. Now he's all excited because he got the burden lifted off. Now he's all excited because he got this book. Now he's all excited because now he got this coat. But he still had to go on this journey. And on this journey, he was going up this mountain. And as he was going up, he got real tired and he decided to go to sleep. And when he went to sleep, the book that he was given to him fell out of his coat. So he wakes up and he continued on his journey. And halfway on his journey, he realized he don't have that book. When he realized he didn't have this book, he said, I have to go back and find this book. On his journey, he goes back and he's praying and asking Jesus, Lord, help me find this book. He said, if I didn't sleep, I would have been further along. I would have been further along to Mount Zion. Because now I got to go back just because I had to get that little sleep that deterred me from my destiny from drinking from this cup. But I have to go back, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to get back up where I was.
Glory.
So when he gets there, he finds the book. And he's all excited. I got the book back. I got my coat. Now I got to go back. But then he recognized something back on his journey. Now it's not got later. It's going to get dark a lot quicker now on this journey, on this narrow pathway. And now on his way back up, he ran into two friends. Well, I take that back. He ran into two gentlemen, unsaved Christians. They're unsaved Christians. One is called Mistrust. And the other one was unbelief. So when he went into them, they said, well, look, we going back because when we went up further, we saw some lions up there. And I'm not going that way because, you know, them lions can rip you a shred, and we're not doing that. So Christian thinking, well, you know, if I were only been up there a little further, I could have seen the lions in the daytime and have been a little closer. So now God was showing me, he was all excited because the burden got lifted. He got the books, he got his coat, he's on his way. Now all of a sudden, somebody came and gave him a word about some danger. So now fear comes back in the picture. So now he wants to go back and drink the Pepsi. And the reality is, he gets close. He said, well, I'm still going to go ahead. I'm still going to travel on my way. And because he was still traveling, he began to see the lions and he stopped. And it got dark. And he said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to have to stop. Because I don't know how to get past to this house because I see a light up there where Dre is in the back. I see him, but how I'm going to get there with them lions not attacking me? And because you in the other realm, because he was still holding on to this cup, he decided not to go to the Pepsi cup. He stayed to this cup. Somebody from the house said, come. I'm going to give you the instructions how to get beyond that fear of the lions. He says, stay in the middle. Stay in the middle and they can't harm you. In your situation that you've been dealing with, stay in the middle. It's not over. Your situation might not be over, but stay in the middle. Because eventually, see, we're afraid of death. You could pull it up, Dre. A lot of times we're afraid of death, but see, one thing that he said in the book that we have to understand, that he said this, that I'm going to close on this. If I go back, it's death. If I go forward, the fear of death. But everlasting is beyond that. I must go forward. Your assignment today is you must go forward. You must go forward. You must hold on to this cup. Don't trade your cup in for lemonade. This realm that God wants to take us in this house is so precious that God said, I handpicked you. I handpicked you. See, even the disciples, the rest of the 10 disciples got upset because they was like, wait a minute. What makes these two think they can set up and go to heaven and all of this stuff? And Jesus had to break it down to them. He said, let the greatest of you be the servant. Let the whoever wants to be first should be the servant. Hold on to the cup. Don't let fear of death in the earth or in the natural or losing something in the earth keep you from going to Mount Zion. Resurrection power cannot be defeated. It cannot be defeated. Even though that soda tastes good, it still causes you problems on the inside. Yeah, it does its damage. But it's still good to you, though, right? It's still good. But we have to change our appetite now. This is not 2012 now. I just said, we're no longer on the milk. There's greater love. There's greater love that's about to be poured out into your hearts. There's some greater things. There's greater revelation about to be poured out into our spirits. It's some things I'm telling you. It's some things that's going to be poured out into us that is going to blow your natural mind. But are you ready to receive it? Y'all guys, stay close.
I just drank it all.
Anybody want some?
Amen. Pastor?
The cup is something else, isn't it? I don't know why he chose. I believe God, the Holy Spirit, gave him the ingredients in the cup. Because those ingredients in that cup is going to do a divine work on the inside. I'll call it a divine working. That olive oil is going to do a divine working on the inside. That represents the cup of Jesus. It does a divine work on the inside. People look at us from the outside and don't think, well, nothing about her has changed. But there's a divine work going on in the inside when you drink the cup and you stay with it. I thank God when Pastor Mike said that Chris fell asleep. Well, I had an encounter this morning. I was on the phone. Y'all pray for my daughter, Michelle. I was on the phone with her from 2 to 4 this morning, praying and interceding. So I fell asleep, Mr. Boy, around 6:30. But as I was falling asleep, Taba, I had already perceived in my mind, where the Pepsi at? Like he said, I went right back to the Pepsi. Because I had already perceived in my mind, I am so tired, I'm stupid. So I am going to sleep. I turned the alarm off, Matt. And I'm just going to sleep until the Holy Spirit wake me up. And I probably would be around 10-ish. And then I would text Pastor and let him know my situation, that I might be late or I might not come. But when you got the cup, your life is not your own. It's supernatural. It is supernatural. At 7:32, who is wide awake this morning? Don't you laugh, Jamise. I'm without excuse. Without the alarm clock. But the benefit of it, of not giving in to my flesh, I had another situation. I had misplaced something in my house, in my bedroom. Y'all pray for me. I've been losing more stuff. I'm going to take that back. I've been finding more stuff. I've been putting things in drawers and things and forget where you put them, hide them from yourself. And I had looked since we came back from the retreat for it. Couldn't find it. I tore my bedroom upside down. I took the mattress off the bed because maybe it fell in the... Emptied almost all the drawers. But because of resurrection power, I'm getting dressed today. And the Holy Spirit said, it opened that drawer right there. I didn't open that drawer 3 or 4 times. Miraculously, there they are. It was my checkbook. Right there. Because I told Brenda about it. If I had not, I don't believe I would have found it, Pastor Mike, if I had went to sleep. If I had let my flesh have the, if I had let the Pepsi have the victory. Instead of holding on to the cup. Yes, I'm a little tired, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm in the house to hear this word where there's a divine working. See, that cup represents something to me. There's a divine working on the inside of us. And it's supernatural. Your hands can't touch it. No man can touch it. But heaven is invading PWM every moment of every second of every day. The kingdom, Jesus told his disciples, the kingdom is at hand. I got to leave that alone because I'm supposed to go somewhere. That's Wednesday. I got to back up off that. That's Wednesday. Yes. But the kingdom, Rob, is at hand. I said, my God, how close is that? Come on, Glorious, how close is that? How close is that? We've been making this thing like it's a long, drawn-out process. He told his disciples, the kingdom is at hand. Why? Because he is the kingdom. He is the absolute rule and authority and dominion in the earth. That's what he was. And now we're supposed to be in the kingdom, bringing the kingdom back to the earth again. But we keep giving up the cup because the divine working. I'm just not going to go through that. How many of y'all ever said, I'm not going to go through that? How many times have we put the cup down? But it was all for a divine, supernatural working on the inside. So the kingdom of God can manifest itself in the earth. Only thing, he don't have a one purpose for saving us. Saving us on one hand, healing us on the other. To bring the kingdom. That he would be glorified. We are so close, y'all. Michelle, it's so funny. I was having a dream at 2 something when she called me to wake me up at 2 something. Bless her heart. But she had had a dream before the nurse came in and woke her up. Her dream was there was a door that was open a little bit and this bright light was shining through the door. And she knew that was her healing on the other side of the door. But she said every time she would try to go forward into that door, something would push her back. And she found herself walking backwards. Contend for it. See, there's something going on here. When she woke me up at 2, guess what I was dreaming? No, I was dreaming that healing came in 3 phases. I had had phase 1 and phase 2, but I've got to get phase 3. And phase 3 was like right there. The kingdom is right at hand. And I was trying to get to the kingdom, but the force of hell was pushing me. And I knew it was the force of hell because I woke up. I said, God, get me up out of this. I felt the presence of darkness when she woke me up. But with the both dreams, I know the kingdom is right here. I told her, hang on, baby. Don't give up now. Don't faint now. She's got to go forward. The enemy is going to try to hold you back. But like Pastor Mike said, if we get in this thing together, y'all, if we get in it together and you feel what I feel and I feel what you feel, hell don't stand a chance. He don't. We sitting here, but are we together? Are we heart to heart? He said, where 2 or 3 are gathered together. We sitting here, but are we together? Are we all contending for the kingdom? Or do we have some external things that we contending for? Because if you want the kingdom, you don't want nothing in this world. You don't know anything about Pepsi. Pepsi gets complete. I'm serious. Pepsi's gone. You don't have nothing now but the kingdom. You don't have but one goal, Matt. You don't have but one desire. One. That's the kingdom to manifest. The kingdom must be manifested. It must be. That's our job as the body of Christ, is to bring the kingdom. But we cannot do it if that divine working, the olive oil, is going to run some things out of me and through me. But we don't like that. We don't like the taste of olive oil. We don't like the taste of things we have to endure. But if you endure hardness like a good soldier, that's what Paul said. Endure hardness like a good soldier. Fight the fight of faith. The good fight of faith. That you might receive eternal life. Pastor taught us on a Wednesday, eternal life is now. It's not when I pass from death to life and go. No, it's now. It's living in the kingdom. It's God's dominion. Right now. But I've got to get the cup. Until that resurrection power has done its work in me. Keep on working me. Keep on working me, Rocky. I was sitting there thinking, Lord, I want some of that. He said, how many of y'all want some? I said, yeah, I want some. B, I want some. Doesn't matter how it tastes. Doesn't matter what I have to go through. It's irrelevant. Paul said, all I want to do is apprehend that that has already apprehended me. I just want to lay hold to him. I want to be like the two brothers. Don't y'all know God is preparing a place for us in the kingdom? Jesus told him, it's not for me to do, but my Father. My Father is preparing a place for us, for PWM. It's not by naught that he chose us. And he's doing this divine working because he's preparing a place in the kingdom for us. So we thank God for the cup. And Pat, you ought to make a few cups, cocktails. A few cocktails, Pastor Mike. So we can have this divine working on the inside. I thank God for the man of God and the word of God. Amen.